Marissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be talking about our top 8 favorite books of all time. But before we do that, we wanted to share what we're currently reading.
Should I go first?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am currently reading Keeping 13. I finished Binding 13 a few days ago, and I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. So I'm only like 100 and something pages into Keeping 13,
mm-hmm.
but I'm glued to the book.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
I love it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you were saying that you didn't feel like finishing the series.
I think I might take a break from it and then come back, because the next book is Joey's POV. I might just come back and take a small break.
Is it anything like Magnolia Parks?
Yes, in a way, because it's solely based on character relationships. But Magnolia Parks is like 20-something-year-olds, high society. This is high school romance.
And Magnolia Parks is college?
No, they're like 20.
Oh, okay.
25. I think Magnolia is like 23 or something.
Oh.
So they're a little bit older.
Cool.
And I don't think any of them went to school. They didn't need to. But I will say that Magnolia Parks, personally so far, I love it a lot more than Binding 13. But I think it's because it's just the age I'm at. Like I'm 25.
Yeah.
I'm reading about 25-year-olds. In Magnolia Parks, and also Jess's writing is just like poetic and so like it's so good. I can't wait for you to read one of her books.
Now I'm like, I have to go open it up right now.
Yeah. Binding 13, like I enjoy it, but the writing is kind of just like any other book. So yeah, Magnolia Parks, based like if you're comparing them, I think Magnolia Parks is better, but I also don't think you can like compare them.
Like they're not the same level.
They're not. But Binding 13 is really good. Like I ate it up in like 3 days.
That's so good.
Really loved it.
Ugh, I'm so jealous. I'm currently reading Wild Dark Shore, and as of today, it's taken me 6 days to read it. I think I have 60 pages left, so hopefully I can finish it today.
Yeah.
That would be very nice because I'm tired of like, I don't know. It's just not exciting to pick it up. And it's a mystery kind of thing, but you're not on the edge of your seat.
Oh.
It's like, you know, some mysteries is like, she's staring through the window and she's watching their family, or she took an item for a keepsake. But this one's just like, okay, there is a building with blood and there's, and then a woman washes up on the shore, but it doesn't, it's very secretive. Like the reader doesn't know anything. I feel like it would be cool if the reader knew things and you're watching the characters find them out, but you don't know much. You're not in the know. So, yeah, I'm very bored with this book, but I'm hoping it just ends with a bang to make me, like, really like this book. Because I'm going to be really sad if I invested in this book and didn't like it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think I said this in the last podcast, but I only picked it up because it was, like, a pretty cover. I definitely judged by the cover. And the last thriller I did that with was The God of the Woods, and I didn't like that one as much either. So all these mystery thrillers have all these cute covers, but I'm getting really disappointed, which is so sad.
Well, when you said that, like, you don't want to pick it up or it's hard to pick it up, that's how I feel. Oh my gosh, people are going to come for me. The Red Rising series.
Yeah.
I rated Golden Sun 4 stars because I did enjoy it, but I just didn't want to pick it up. And so I don't know if I'm going to pick up Morningstar. I don't know. I might just DNF the series. But it's such a hot take because I feel like everyone loves Red Rising.
I'm currently listening to it.
And Morningstar or Golden Sun?
Golden Sun.
Okay.
I'm like probably 70% through.
Yeah.
I am liking it better, like you said. I think there's more action.
There's more action. And that's why I'm like Morningstar, because Golden Sun ends on like, you know, you don't know yet.
No.
But you will. And so I think maybe I'll pick up Morningstar, or maybe I'll just listen to it.
Yeah.
My mom has an Audible credit I can use, and I can just listen to Morningstar. I want to hear their accents. Because they have accents, right?
Yeah, the audibles, yeah.
Okay.
What do you call those, narrators?
Yeah.
Okay. Voice actors. But the third one, yeah, you have to pay for it right now, but the second and fourth one are free. And the first one still might be free. That's why I started listening to them, because they're free. Well, if you have the membership. I don't know if it's different memberships have different free books.
I'm about to go look right now.
But those three are free, like Iron Gold, the fourth one. And then you have to buy Morning Star.
Really?
But since you're like, I don't want to pick up Morning Star.
Oh, no. I can get it with a credit. I can buy it for one credit.
Cool.
I don't know. This is my mom's Audible.
So if you bought it, you would listen to it.
Yeah, I think so. Because I just don't know if I can read another one. It's just the writing. Like, it's a bro book.
It's a bro book. It's going to be a good movie.
I think so, too. I've just never read a bro book before. Mm. And so I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to like it. And I enjoyed Golden Sun a lot more than Red Rising.
Yeah.
But I just never wanted to pick up Golden Sun. And I'm scared that's going to be like Morningstar and I'm going to be in a slump.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, I have not liked almost. The only audiobooks I've liked are Jane Austen. Which is so disappointing. I've listened to like 12 audiobooks.
Yeah, you've been on the audiobook kick.
Yeah, it's really easy as like a toddler mom. Like just throw one earbud in. And it helps me not get overstimulated by the screaming or I can be washing dishes and not feel like pathetic because I'm doing two things at once, you know?
Okay, but you're not pathetic when you're washing dishes. You're taking care of your household.
I know, but I'm so bored and I hate it. I hate dishes. Okay, so but
now you have a way to look forward to dishes.
Yes, exactly. I am literally so happy to go pick up a dish and turn the water on because I have an audiobook going on.
There you go.
I know. This is how we hack the system. And so, yeah, that's how you get 12 audiobooks done in, like, a month.
Wow. You go, girl.
I know. It's so exciting. But I haven't liked, like, 10 of them. It's so sad. But I do think maybe I would like it better, Red Rising, if I read it. But that's a lot of commitment. The audiobooks themselves are, like, 20 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I do, like, if I finish Morningstar, I probably won't read the other books.
Hmm.
Because apparently Morningstar ends with like a pretty bow and you can end the series there.
Mm.
And if I'm not obsessed with Morningstar, I'll probably do that.
Okay. That's cool. That's good to know. Maybe I'll just finish it then. That's how I feel about ACOTAR. The first three, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't have to go.
You have to read Silver Flames.
I will.
It's so good. Like Nesta's character, her character development is top tier.
Mm.
It is top tier.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't have to go on, but I will. Like, I have to. I own the books.
You need to.
But I'm not like, oh, I gotta finish it now. I had a little bit of an itch the other day. I was like, I want to pick it back up. But
You should. It's good. It's long.
Yeah, I know. But it's good. I know. I think I need a couple books that are quick and easy.
Yeah, read a few romance books.
Yeah.
Read Lynn Painter, her short ones. They're so short and quick. Or Sarah Adams.
Mm-hmm. I was going to do It Happened One Summer or something. Have you seen that? Tessa Bailey?
Oh, yes.
I bought the special edition. It has like an anchor down the side. So I'm like, that's full on summer vibes.
Yeah.
So that'll be next. But yeah.
Okay. We went on a little rant.
Yeah. It was like a 9-minute rant. All right. So today we're going to be talking about our top 8 favorite books of all time.
Why did we choose 8? I forgot.
8 because I couldn't pick 5.
Oh. Okay.
I felt like it was so disrespectful to my last 3.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, eight's good for me.
I'm like, can we do 10?
I know. Change. I probably could have, but I'm not in front of my bookshelf, so.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
Okay. All right. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So these are in no particular order because there's no way I could have ranked these books. The first one's Fourth Wing.
Okay.
Out of the 3 books in the series, Fourth Wing is my favorite, and then it's Onyx Storm, and then Iron Flame.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the world building in Fourth Wing, and you get to see the characters, like, from the beginning. I just love, for the most part, like, 90% of the time, the first book in a series is my favorite, because of the world building, unless it's like an 8-book series, like True. Throne of Glass.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fourth Wing is top tier.
Mm.
So good. Enemies to lovers, quotations. Mm. I don't even know. But I yeah. love the yearning. And so maybe that's why Fourth Wing is also my favorite, because you get that, like, a little bit of yearning throughout it. So.
Is it, like, Powerless, the yearning? Or is it better?
Honestly, I read it so long ago.
Mm.
Oh, it's different.
Mm.
It's different.
Okay. I've heard that about Iron Flame. It's, like, the least favorite of everything.
Yeah. Because it's so political, and it was just very confusing. But the second I reread it before Onyx Storm, and I liked it a lot more reading it a second time, because I already knew kind of things that happened, and so I was able to pay more attention to the little things, and I wasn't as confused.
Mm.
But it was still really good. Like,
and then Onyx Storm leaves you confused, right?
Yeah.
I'm pushing it off because of that reason.
No, it's so good. I still remember the ending, and I read it back in, what, January? February? These books stick with you, man.
Is the fourth one coming this year, or is it next year?
I don't think she's written it yet.
No, like, release date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, Fourth Wing is my first book on my top 8.
Mm.
No particular order.
Mine are in order.
Tell me that.
Sorry, I thought we understood each other.
No, sorry.
That's so funny. I'm gonna go last to first. Okay. Keep the listeners on their toes.
Okay.
My last one is Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. I know you're like rolling your eyes at me. I just think it was so good. Like, it's clean. It's fun. Jane Austen's sense of humor is just hilarious, especially because, like, I don't know, this is like the 1800s when she was writing. So I've said this before, but it like broke boundaries for like writing and books and stuff. So yeah, I think she's just so funny. And like, I think you could almost miss it. So, but yeah. And then the Keira Knightley.
I've never seen the movie.
It's so good. There's so many adaptations, but Keira Knightley one is so good.
Is it the 2005 one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't even like, I've seen that on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's the 2005 one. I want to watch it so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch a lot of TV or movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard for me to sit down and like actually pay attention.
If you're not going to read the book, then I recommend watching the movie.
I'm probably not going to read the book.
It's probably one of my top 5 movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally just watched it last week.
Maybe I'll take a day off work and just watch the movie.
Yes, we should do like a little movie. And then we have to watch Persuasion.
Is that good? Oh, it's that's so the one funny. That has like the...
Dakota Johnson.
That's the one that also like, doesn't it talk to you?
Yes. Okay. It breaks the fourth wall.
So how about this? I'll take a day off work.
Okay.
You can come over.
Okay.
And we can just watch Jane Austen movies or whatever.
Yeah, that works. Okay. Oh, and then Emma.
Oh, I'll watch it because it's my name.
Yes. Okay, but you might actually like the book.
Okay.
Maybe I should put that on my list. Oh, man.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Number 8 is Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
What's your...
My next one is Empire of Storms, Throne of Glass. I think this book, the ending made it on the list for me. I can't say anything about it. But I read this book so fast, and the ending, I was like, what? And that's all I can say.
What book is that in order? Like 6?
Oh, goodness.
5 or 6?
Okay, there's 8 books, including Assassin's Blade.
Mm-hmm.
So Empire Storms is the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
book, but you can also read Empire Storms and Tower of Dawn in tandem.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
I'm gonna do that.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, but good for you, girl. So yeah, I think it's the 6th book.
Because
I read Empire Storms and then Tower of Dawn, and then I read Kingdom of Ash.
Did you feel confused or like going back in time at all?
No, because you get... Tower of Dawn is about Kale. Is his name Kale? I don't know how to pronounce it. I call him Kale, like the vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
So Empire Storms takes place with, like, I can't say, you haven't read it, so I'm not gonna say anything. But then Kale's character is Tower of Dawn, and it's definitely separated enough to where you don't feel weird reading it
Okay.
because it's happening at the same time. But
Cool.
if you don't read it in tandem, it's still a really great experience.
And they overlap with like the character from the other book? Like, are they
Yes.
in each other's books?
What do you mean?
Like, is Kale in the Empire of Storms?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember. I read it. I started Throne of Glass a year ago, like to
Like last
July
May?
3rd.
Oh,
That's when I
wow.
started Throne of Glass. I
Wow.
started Assassin's Blade. I read that first.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's cool. All right. My number seven slot is Little Women by, what is it? I already forgot her name. Louisa Alcott. Starts with an M. Louisa May Alcott. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, it's a classic. But
You
it
and your
follows,
classics, girl.
yeah, I love them. I like have a hate love relationship with them. I go back and forth, but this one's really good. Like, I would recommend anyone read it. It follows three sisters and like their different paths of life. And there's like the snotty sister. They do a lot of like talent shows and stuff, like acting. And then there's the main male character. The older sister is like, is she the, yeah, she's the older sister. She's like best friends with him. And then the movie adaptation is really good too. I think they followed it pretty perfectly besides like the romance aspect. But yeah, it's just like a good feeling. Yeah, it's just really good. It's so cute. The sisters are
Oh,
so happy and the setting is nice and yeah, I love it.
cute. Probably will never read it,
Yeah,
but
we'll watch that movie on our
okay,
day
sounds good to
off.
me. Okay, my next one is Kingdom of Ash. I mean, that book, wow, it broke me. I still think about it all the time. So yeah, I mean, I can't really say a lot about it, but the fact that I have two Throne of Glass books in my top eight
Yeah.
books of all time tells you a little something about what my favorite series is.
Yeah. Is fantasy your favorite genre?
I would say so.
I think I need to read more fantasy and then I can make my choice.
Yeah.
I currently feel like it's not my favorite.
Well, you haven't read Fourth Wing or
I
Throne of
know.
Glass,
Yeah, and I haven't
so
finished ACOTAR.
you haven't finished ACOTAR. You haven't read Caraval, Once Upon a Broken
Yeah, true.
Heart.
Those sound more my cup of tea.
They're definitely more whimsical, those
Yeah,
two.
I'm whimsical. I'm
Yeah, I
whimsy.
think you would really like then maybe read Caraval next because you are more whimsical. Read Caraval. Caraval is like Once Upon a Broken Heart is my favorite out of the two
Yeah.
by her, but Caraval I still really enjoyed. So
Okay. Yeah, maybe I will do that.
yeah.
Because I was thinking Wild Dark Shore and then like a romance, and then I want to do a Hunger Games reread. But I'm like, do I want to reread that with you? Because I know you're talking about doing it in the fall or something in the winter.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do it in the fall.
But I'm like craving to read it. Like, literally, yesterday was July 4th, and I woke up and I was like, I want to be reading Hunger Games right now. And then I was like, oh my goodness, it's Reaping Day. I was like, wow, my heart just craved Reaping Day. Like, that's so crazy. Okay. My next one was Dark Matter,
Okay.
number six. Can you
Wow.
believe that?
Yes and no, because
Yeah.
like we talk about it a
Yeah,
lot.
we do.
But wow, look at you, girl,
I
sci-fi.
know, I know. And I was about to say that I'm not a sci-fi person, but that book was just so
It
good.
was good.
I,
It
yeah.
almost made it in my top eight, but
Really,
it didn't.
I just haven't liked a sci-fi since or before. I literally don't like anything.
That was your first sci-fi, right?
I think so. And I've tried like five or six more sci-fi books since then, and I have not liked them at
Have
all.
you read Project Hail Mary?
No, and I'm scared.
No, it's good. It's good. It's funny. The main character is really funny.
I think I've heard that reading it or listening to it on Audible is like a good choice because the
So,
narrators.
yeah, okay. So, I tried to listen to it on Audible when I was coming back from my friend's bachelorette party, like a 5-hour drive. It almost put me to sleep. But you are a big Audible person, so you might really enjoy it. Also, the fact that I was just like driving, I get really tired driving, so that could have played a part in it, that because I was driving and not doing stuff.
Yeah,
so maybe try it on Audible, because I hear it is a good Audible.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll come free soon, because I don't want to spend a credit on it, but yeah, we'll see. And then they're making a movie, right? Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. No, not Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah. So sorry.
Literally love him.
I don't know my actors. Sorry.
Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay, the next one's Fearless.
Oh, my word.
Lauren Roberts.
Oh, my God.
I cried. I don't cry during books. I love them.
Yeah, they are good.
This is, like, one of my top five favorite series.
We should do that podcast episode.
Top five favorite series?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta read some more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like you can't... I feel like you need to read Fourth Wing and Throne of Glass
before.
Because I feel like it would be in your top.
Okay.
Especially Throne of Glass.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're fine. But yeah, Fearless is, I mean, third book in the Powerless series.
Yeah.
It was so good. I don't mean I can't really say a lot because it's the third book, but the fight scene.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I cried. I cried.
I don't think I love it as much as you do.
That's okay. I'm obsessed. I also just love Peyton and Kai.
Oh yeah, they're great.
And
they're pretty perfect. I mean,
even Kit. I just like love everyone. And so, yeah, that's why it's in my top 8 books of all time.
Yeah, it's a fantasy series. And, they have powers. Some people do not have powers. And I think, yo, this is a hot take. Okay. I feel like those books were a lot like other books. And I think in fantasy, I was going to say that earlier, is that they are all kind of the same in some ways. So they feel like, I don't know, just recreations and just new character names.
Well, see, that's how I feel with, like, romance books, too.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's the same kind of thing. I do think there's, like, a foundation to, like, writing a fantasy book. There's a foundation to, like, writing a romance book. And when there's so many fantasy books, I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
To come up with, like, different things. But I think what makes the Powerless series so good as the characters and the yearning in it.
For sure.
And yeah.
I just feel like Fearless had a lot going on. Like there was ton of tropes.
I love tropes though. It had my favorite tropes. I was not complaining.
And I wish we should just have a Fearless episode. I need to unload. Okay, it was like good. It was good. But
Nisha, I'm gonna kick you out of my house right now if you don't say you love it. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, I think I loved it in the moment, but now that I've read more books, because that was like my first fantasy, I think.
Your first fantasy I thought was
Divine Rivals,
quote unquote fantasy.
Yeah, that wasn't even fantasy. And then what was next? Was it Powerless?
I think so.
Yeah. So
those are the only two fantasy. Oh, and ACOTAR.
Yes, ACOTAR. I've read the first three now. I like those a lot.
Well, those are also like adult fantasy.
True. The third one was too much war for me.
Girl, literally, that one was so good.
It was so good. It's my favorite. But by the end of it, I was like, let's get through this. I'm tired.
The ending, bro. The ending.
Yo, that was crazy.
I know. With Amren, I'm like,
okay, wait. Okay,
sorry. We're going on a tangent.
I think this book should be in my top 8. Okay. If I thought to put this book in my top 8, it would probably be number 6 instead of Dark Matter. It would be A Court of War and Ruin.
Wings and Ruin.
Wings and Ruin. And then Dark Matter. And then Little Women.
Oh, so Pride and Prejudice would
get kicked out. Bye bye. Bye bye bye. Yeah. Oh man. Okay. Wings and Ruin. I forgot about her. I do love her. The beginning was my favorite. That was the reason it's my favorite.
I forgot.
She's, like, so mischievous. And, like, she's getting her revenge by being, like, misleading. And, like, she's acting which she does the whole like three books. But
oh, I remember now.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like conniving and like.
I think I might. Should plotting. I reread that series or should I reread Throne of Glass?
Throne of Glass, you can reread with me. So I can just talk to you.
I know, but it's so long.
It is so long.
I read it in like a month, though, the whole series.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, I was in grad school during the time, too.
Oh, wow.
But I had a really like light semester. It was in the summer. Okay. So I had a light semester. And I would like get to my practicum early, read, and then leave practicum, go to my mom's house, read, mm-hmm. and then go to class, read. Yeah.
That's funny.
I was obsessed.
That's when you're at UTD? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's close.
Yeah, during
That's
grad nice. School. Yeah.
All right. I think I was next.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're number five, I think.
My number five is One True Loves by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Don't even say anything. I don't get why you do not like it.
I don't like Taylor Jenkins Reid. I'm sorry. Hot take. She's one of my least favorite authors.
That's crazy. What? Okay, wait. That's because I haven't read Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
I read like three books by her now, and I'm just like...
What's your third one?
I need to go look.
You were right the other podcast when you said Carrie Soto is so back. That was Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Yeah.
And I've heard that's a 5-star book.
Really?
So maybe try that since you wanted to read it already. And then I have Malibu Rising. I was going to read Atmosphere, but that conflicts with my morals. So.
Okay, maybe I've only read two.
Okay.
It's just like, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the two books I've read. And mm-hmm. so my, like, I want to read so many books. And so it's like, why would I read something that I am probably not going to like?
I would not read her over the other books on my TBR. When my TBR is small, or like when my physical TBR is small, I'll go back to her.
Yeah. But maybe I'll try Daisy Jones and the Six eventually because I do want to watch the movie.
Yeah.
But right now, it's not on my TBR.
That's funny. I have heard that's a really good, like, I have heard it's a 5-star book.
Really?
It's really good. But One True Loves is so good. You said it was, like, the plot was spoiled in the first chapter. I do not remember that. But,
yeah.
The plot was spoiled for me from the book description, but because I still loved it.
He calls him the first thing.
I didn't know.
Like, the first chapter. And he's like, I'm alive. And I'm like, bruh, it would have been so much better if we didn't know he was alive.
Yes.
Okay. But that's also like, that's how she wrote the book, so I can't really...
I think I need to reread it. So One True Loves is like a romance and tough decisions. And I think I loved it so much because I was as conflicted as the main character was. And it made me feel so many feelings. And like, I was rooting for both of them. I don't think she made the right choice. Well... Okay. I'm like, okay, wait.
I think she did. I think she made the right choice for, like, who she is now.
Yeah.
But also, like, I have a really just hard time. What about Till Death Do Us Part?
Yeah, same. Like,
that's my biggest thing with it. I think because we are Christians. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, like, why I struggled with it so much. But also, I don't know.
Yeah. And then I liked the 3 days they spend together. I don't like their last moment together. I was like, that was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you already made your choice and then you did that. That was like betrayal to another level in this situation. But yeah, I was as conflicted as she was. But I think I personally would have chose opposite because, like you said, we're Christians. But I get like her reasoning too.
I do too.
Okay. So like with books, we can't, as Christians, we can't read things that are like completely opposite of our morals, you know, but we also can't, like, you can't judge a non-Christian for being a non-Christian. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's what these books are, is like, they're not Christian books, so they're not gonna have Christian
And I think
morals.
I mean, I think it's like reading Binding 13, Keeping 13 right now, the language is crazy.
Yeah.
But I do try to skip it as much as possible, but it's not going to stop me from reading it because I actually do like the characters and like the concept.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just like goes back, like, when do you feel like convicted?
Yeah.
And you have to like stop there.
Yeah. But... Yeah. You have to find discernment and know your like Like, does their cussing make you cuss?
Yeah.
Or, like, are you lusting after the sex scenes or whatever? Yeah. Like, you have to know your boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay. Tangent.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Good stuff that we are, like, preaching. Like, drop the mic, y'all.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, my next one is The Only One Left.
Mm.
By Riley Sager. This book had me flipping the page. It had me on the edge of my seat. I was shook. The last 100 pages, I had whiplash. And the fact that, no, seriously, I was like, what is going on? And the second I thought it was one thing, it wasn't. And I was just like, oh my gosh. So that's why it's in my top 8, because this is like one of the only books that like has given me whiplash mm-hmm. about like all the plot twists.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I recommended this book to one of my best friends, and then she read it and then recommended it to her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, the fact that my recommendation, she recommended, I'm just like, it's a good book.
Yeah.
Top 8.
I'm laughing so hard because our next episode is going to be 1-star reviews of our top 8 favorite books. And the review I read for Only One Left... I'm literally dying because of what you're saying.
I can't wait to hear it. I have a really funny one for Little Women of yours. And it's going to give it away, but it's...
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. But so yeah, stay tuned for our 1-star reviews. It's going to be a funny podcast.
Yeah, we're doing 1-star reviews. I'm reading 1-star reviews from Narissa's top 8 books,
yeah.
And she's reading 1-star reviews from my top 8 books, the ones we're saying right now. So that'll be our next episode.
It is so funny. I'm so excited. And then I have ones that are, like, gonna give away the title of the book, so I'm gonna do that as, like, a hint, like, if you can't get it from the other reviews.
Yeah.
And they're just freaking funny. And, like...
I feel like some of yours weren't that funny, because they were, like, I was trying so hard to find funny ones. There weren't a lot.
Because the 1-star reviews feel like you're roasting whoever disagrees with you. Like, if you think it's a 5-star book, but they believe it's 1, it feels like a roast. Like, you really like this book? You're
dumb. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Like, oh, I'm a burst. Okay, my next, my 4th book in my top 8 is First Time Caller, B.K. Borison.
Wow. I haven't read that. I want to.
Okay, I really recommend... Well, okay, it is... loosely Valentine's Day themed. Like, they go to a coffee shop and it's like still decorated in Valentine's Day, but it's not Valentine's Day anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's about romance and love, so yeah, that's like love month, but summer too.
Well, I don't know, summer eating up romance books.
I didn't feel like I missed out on not reading it in February, but yeah, it was so good. The plot is so unique. I don't know if there's anything like that. And it just feels like a 2000s rom-com. I won't give too much, but there's like a radio show. And I'm like, that is so unique. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely would only see that in like a 2000s rom-com, not in an actual book.
And there's a second book coming out.
Yes, Heartstrings. So. It's like I don't know if there's a third one, but I think the whole, like, it's like an interconnected series, like Abby Jimenez. And so I think it's called Heartstrings. The next one... I don't think it's a radio show, but it's something like that.
I'll read it eventually.
It's so good.
I just have like 6 books on my physical TBR right now that I need to read before I buy more
books. I counted my books. I have 145. Well, I just bought 2. I have 147.
Bruh.
And
that you haven't read?
Wait. No. That I own. And then I think 80 of them I haven't read.
Oh, God.
Isn't that crazy?
You need to do like the wheel. That's like
Spinderella. Yeah.
But what's his name? Oh, he's
Dylan
so funny.
Joseph Rice.
He's so funny.
He is hilarious.
He's so funny. Okay, yeah, you need to do that.
I will. I kind of mapped it out. I've read 51 books by the beginning of July. So that's like the halfway mark. So if I keep on
this. You do more than me, girl.
Well, I do audiobooks.
Oh, okay.
I'm still don't feel like they count as reading.
You're consuming them.
Yeah, I'm like. I feel like it half counts. But people are going to judge me. Readers are going to judge me. Please don't judge me. I'm really trying to believe that they count as reading, okay? I'm trying so hard. Please convince me in the comments.
It's not reading.
But you are consuming it like you would consume a physical book.
Yeah, I have the same knowledge that you do, even though you physically
read. It's still consumption. So it's really not books read at the end of the year. It's books consumed, in my opinion.
True. Yeah, that's good. I have it split on my Instagram, like how many I've listened to, how many I've actually read. I feel more accomplished when I've actually read it. You know, because it's like, okay, I flipped every single page. I sat down, took the time.
Your eyes have read.
Yeah, my eyes have moved. Okay, so I own 147 books. That's and then I was going to say the Spinderella thing. What was I going to do? Oh, so I've consumed 51 books this year, which if I keep on that like kind of line, I'll consume 102 books. That's like if I do the same, I don't know, had the same goal. And I have more books than I can accomplish this year. If I go at the same time.
That's crazy.
So I will have to do like a Spinderella, spin the wheel, TBR kind of thing.
I'm just on a book buying band.
Yeah.
Band, not band. I did buy Keeping 13 because I was like, I have to know what happens. But I'm not going to buy any books until I've read all the books on my physical TBR.
Yeah, that's my goal. Zeke slid me a 20 the other day. He was like, here's your she money. So I was like, okay, I'll buy books. I haven't bought a book in forever, though. Probably a month.
Yeah, but you do like huge book hauls.
I do. So the fact that I only bought two, because he only gave me a 20. The fact that I only bought two is really great. We have a deal where like he'll buy two coffees and that earns me a book. Because I don't drink coffee like he does.
Yeah.
So that gets me some books. Because I'm like, funny. You get a treat. I need a treat.
Yeah.
So book people, if you have a husband, do that deal. It benefits me very well.
That's funny. Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is A Curse for True Love. This is the Once Upon a Broken Heart. This is the third book in the series. No. Yes. Is it? I think so. It was just so good. Jax is one of my favorite male main characters. I just love him. He's morally gray. I love a morally gray man. And it's just, it's a really, I think it's a really good trilogy. So, A Curse for True Love. And I'm Stephanie Garber.
I don't think that I have met a morally gray character yet.
Oh, you will when you read Caraval and Once Upon a Broken Heart.
Okay, wait, actually, Nightshade. I listened to that, I'm so sorry. It's Lightlark. I listened to that on Audible, and I actually think he's morally gray, but I need you to confirm. Because I can't spoil the book. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But I need you to confirm.
It's just like, morally gray is like, they're not good, they're not bad. They do things that are good, but they also like do things that are like bad.
Hurtful.
Yeah, and it's like, bro.
Yeah, I think that guy.
Do you love her or not?
Right, you know? Okay. I think the character in Lightlark is morally gray.
Oh, maybe I should read it then.
I love morally gray men. So.
It's I think it was like 3 stars for me.
Okay.
And everyone hates that book.
You're also more
critical?
Critical about books.
Yeah. So if I'm saying it's 3 stars.
It's probably 4 stars for me then.
Yeah.
Or 3.5. It just depends. Depends because her. Alex asked her, her romance book wasn't bad. It's just, I didn't connect with it because it's like about a billionaire.
Yeah.
And then the female main character was just annoying. But maybe I should try reading Lightlark just to see. Because I've heard like good things and I've heard bad things. So maybe I should read it to form my own opinion.
Yeah.
Before we should. I go judging.
Yeah.
I'm very bad about listening to what other people say.
Yeah.
And like prejudging a book. And I need to stop doing that.
I only read it because it was free and because people hate it so much. I was like, I gotta know why people hate it.
But you didn't hate it.
No, I didn't hate it.
Okay. So
I think because I had such low expectations, that was a good thing. Because I'm like, okay, like everyone hates it. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I actually like that.
Yeah.
So we'll see the rest of the series.
I think that's why Red Rising was so disappointing because everyone loves it and I didn't.
Yeah. I can see that.
Okay.
I'm not liking it either.
Tangent. Sorry.
Okay. I think I'm next, right?
Yep.
My next one, oh my goodness, y'all, this actually competes with, like, number one.
But is it The Women?
Nope.
Oh. Good try, though. That's your top one.
Good try, though. Number three is Where the Crawdads Sing.
Ooh.
Girl.
Yikes.
Did you read it?
No.
You watched it?
Yeah.
Center. But the movie is like pretty spot on with the book. I have no complaints. Why didn't you like it?
I don't know. It just wasn't my thing.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't even finish the movie. I couldn't. I was so bored.
No! Yeah. Oh my gosh, you're a big sinner. That's crazy, dude. Okay, Where the Crawdads Sing is like a coming of age mystery thriller in the background. Just like lost family. I don't even know if that's a trope, but she...
Yeah, it is.
Okay, lost family. Like, not found family, where like she finds her people, but it's like she's lost her people.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And there's romance... And oh gosh, it's so good. It's literally every genre in one book. It's so good. And then I recommended it to my friend Avery. She's probably listening, and she loved it too. She literally, I think she said she read it in 24 hours.
That's, oh, wow.
I read it in 3 days. I was majorly pregnant, and the movie was coming out. This was 2022, and I read it like 3 days before the movie came out, and I read it so fast. It was the fastest I had ever read a book at that point, and just consumed it. I was thinking about it all the time. I still think it's one of my favorite books. And that was 3 years ago.
Wow.
Almost to the T.
Wow.
Came out in July. Great book.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. I can't believe you don't, dude. Like, you actually just hurt me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. What you got next?
Okay, I'm going to say The Women next. Oh. I know that's on your top, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your second or first?
I was telling you.
But The Women by Chris and Hannah. Y'all, this book made me feel so many emotions. Yeah. I think every single emotion that I know of, it made me feel.
Yes.
And I think that's why it was so good.
Oh, yeah.
I also didn't know a lot about Vietnam.
Mm-hmm, me neither.
And reading it, I was like, oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
And
so,
yeah, top
eight. Really disappointing. Like,
yeah,
the state of our country at that time.
I know, it made me really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked my grandpa about it when I saw him, and he was telling me about it too. So it was just cool to like kind of connect the dots.
That's so cool.
But yeah, this probably my favorite historical fiction.
Oh yeah.
And favorite book by her.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. The first half was like super fast paced.
Yeah.
And then the second half was a little bit slower.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's when you get all the emotions.
Yeah, it was raw. It was so raw.
It was really good.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah.
I'll just talk about it. And then I'll let you know which one's next, like where it is in my lineup. But yeah, like you said, it was like an emotional roller coaster. I literally felt traumatized by all the emotions for like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like it stayed in my veins, and like I had like a buzzy feeling. Like,
I still think about it.
Yeah, I do too every day. Yeah. And everyone says like, what one book would you recommend? It's The Women.
Yeah.
And honestly, it ruined all her other books for me. I'm going to keep trying her other books because I hear they're so good.
You need to read The Nightingale.
I will, but I'm so intimidated because I hated the Four Winds.
Okay, the Four Winds was slow.
Oh my gosh.
I loved it though.
It was unnecessary. It didn't need to exist.
I loved it. I love the Dust Bowl.
The what?
The Dust Bowl era.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear you. But, oh my gosh. No, it was so slow. Boring.
I'm going to fight you after this. Don't talk about the Four Winds like that. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's probably one of my least favorite books.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but I don't like where the Crawdads Sing. And
yeah.
So I guess we're even.
Yeah, and you won't ever read a classic.
No.
But that's good. That's why we're here. We are deferring opinions on this podcast.
Yes.
So you get all the good recs.
Yeah.
But yeah, The Women is my number one.
It's your number one?
Yes! Oh, it's my favorite. So good.
Okay.
Okay, do we have one more?
Yes.
Okay. My number two is Sunrise on the Reaping.
Oh, that was close to mine. Mm-hmm. I would say if I had 10, it would be in my top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also have to say, I've said this before, that Sunrise on the Reaping would not be as good as it is without the original trilogy.
Oh, for sure.
Because all the connections.
For sure.
I cannot wait to do a reread.
It's going to be good. But I hear, okay, I think the way to read it is to read it in publication order.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not timeline order, but publication order.
Right. Yeah. And then I think eventually I could reread it again in timeline order.
Yeah. I'm going to read it in the fall in publication order. So if you want to do that together.
Yeah.
But you also read faster than me.
That's okay.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I do. This one I'm not. Wild Dark Shore. My gosh. It's taking me 6 days. I said that already. I'm just so sad about it.
Are you ready for my last one?
No. I don't think I'm ready. Okay. Oh, no.
You know what it is, right? Magnolia Park's The Long Way Home.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to guess that.
Well, so I haven't finished the series yet. So I, out of the three that I've read, this does pop into my top eight. Magnolia Park's The Long Way Home. So when you first read Magnolia Park's, it's kind of, I feel like, superficial. And then when you read Magnolia Park's The Long Way Home, these characters have been through it. And also Jess's writing is just like amazing. Like it's so good. Magnolia, like this book made me cry at the end.
Wow.
And I don't cry in books very often. Like I shed a tear. Like I didn't like bawl. But the fact that I did shed a tear, I was like, oh, wow. And I still think about it. I can't wait to read Daisy Hates the Great Undoing. And then Magnolia Park's Into the Dark. I'm so excited to read those. And then Daisy's third book. I don't think Jessa has written it yet. Or
it's coming.
It's going to be coming soon, hopefully.
Do you think there are books that deserve movies?
No.
Okay.
No. But because I think Jess's writing is so poetic that you wouldn't get it. Like, it wouldn't be the same if it was a movie.
Yeah, when earlier in the episode when you said she writes poetically, I was like, bruh.
Not like poems.
But no, like, I know, but like, I was like, I need to read that.
It is, like, it's her first person POV, like, writing is nothing like I've ever read before. And I eat it up. Just kind of like Binding 13. I think it's, okay, I think one of my favorite types of books is the book Space Soil and Character Relationships, like Binding 13, Magnolia Park's. And there's like a plot, but like not really like an ending goal. You know, like when you read like fantasy, there's like kind of an end goal. Or like when you're reading like romance books, I don't know. But Magnolia Park's is so good. Jess's writing is so good. I can't wait to read Conditions of Will, Never. Her new book's coming out, Time of Your Life. I can't wait to read that one. I just, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah?
I am.
I can't wait to start.
It's so good. I don't know if you're going to like it, though. It's not, I mean, it goes against, you know, like, our morals.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's very closed door. But they do talk about it. So.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cheating. And yeah. But it's so good. I'm obsessed.
So. That is so funny. I can't wait to read it. Should I read like her other ones before that series?
No. Start with Magnolia Park's because there's Easter eggs and the Conditions of Will.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Never is about like Peter Pan, like Neverland.
Cool. Like a rewrite.
I think, I don't know, I think starting with Magnolia Park's, though, like, that's her main.
What she's known for.
Yeah, so I think starting there.
Okay, that's good. The Peter Pan thing sounds cool.
I can't wait. I'm going to read it after I finish Magnolia Park's, and then I'm going to read Conditions of Will.
I'm really interested in rewrites, or, like, rewriting something myself, because, like, when I read a series, I'm like, oh, it'd be so cool if this happened. And, you know, like, because I try to guess all the plot twists. And I'm like, oh, that didn't happen, but it would be so cool if it did. So if I, like, rewrote the series in that way. But I, like, kind of like the Disney fairy tales. But you know how they have, like, the Grimm's version where it's, like, dark? Or, like, Cinderella's, like, the murderer or something?
Dude, I want to read the Harry Potter Manacled.
Yes, I have to read Harry Potter first.
Okay, I heard you don't have to.
Okay.
I probably won't read it, though. I read the first book. But I want to read Manacled. Whatever it's, like, published, like, actually published, like, it's, like, 900 pages, though.
Yeah.
Like, 1,000 pages.
Wow.
But I can't wait to read it. It's like a fan fiction turned into a book. Oh, right. My gosh. I'm so excited.
That stuff gets me. I'm like, I feel like we could, fans could almost write stuff better because we know what we want to hear. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But also it's like, if you're not good at writing, then.
True. You gotta be good at writing, yeah. But, yeah.
But also, authors set the foundation for, yes, like, your thoughts.
I was thinking that, but I was like, do I go down that rabbit trail? But okay. You said it good. All right, so yeah, this is our top favorite 8 books of all time.
Of all time.
Most of them I've read this year, though. What about you?
I really only started, like, really reading last year, like, last May. Mm-hmm. So all these books are the books I've read within, like, the last year, basically.
How many? So you read, like, 70 books last year, and then you've read 50 this year?
I read 53, but I didn't start reading until May.
Okay, so that's, like, 100, and you've read 100 books since last year.
Yeah.
And last year this time. And yeah. Okay, cool. And I started reading in January. So mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I read a couple of books before.
Well, I read like Colleen Hoover books in like 2022. Those are so hated. Yeah, well, now that like I'm actually into reading, like actually, and mm-hmm. not just reading Colleen Hoover.
Yeah.
I'm like, these are like child's play. Yeah,
like, what? That is so funny.
So, but I do think they're really good starting romance books.
Mm-hmm. I should. So, maybe I should.
If you want to read Colleen Hoover, I recommend. Okay, so I loved November 9. Mm-hmm. And then I also loved the beach one. I forget. Mm. But, Reminders of Him. Mm. Oh, that one was good.
Okay.
Reminders of Him and November 9, probably my top 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. TBR.
Yeah.
Right after this episode. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Yeah,
thank you.
And we'll see you next week with our 1-star reviews of our top favorite 8 books.
Yeah.
I always say that wrong. Top 8 favorite books.
Our top 8 books of all time.
Yeah.
1-star
reviews. There you go. 1-star reviews next week.
And we have to guess them.
Yes.
Okay. See y'all then.
Bye.
Bye.